We're going to look at the title. Pray real quick and sit down. And then we'll see the scriptures. They'll come along. Amen. We're going to talk about He is strong. Isn't that powerful? That's strong right there. And so we're going to talk about that. Amen. Somebody say, Lord, help him, because he needs it. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise God. We're going to talk about He is strong. Hallelujah. Praise God. I almost named it something else, but I didn't. I named it He is strong. I'm not even going to say it, but some pills are hard to swallow. But here it comes. It is Bible study night, and you're here tonight because you love the Bible. I want to give you some exciting news before we go any deeper. I asked Brother Carson to get this for me so I could be accurate about it. 16,688 people have watched us on the website. Praise God. And that's absolutely awesome. Amen. But let me say this to all you Landmarkites that are watching us tonight. Praise the Lord, everybody. Wave at them, loving on them, caring about you. Praise God. Next Tuesday night, you be here because we need you. Amen. We need you worshiping with us around the front here when we're dancing and worshiping to He's an on-time God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praising the Lord. Almost 17,000 people that have seen us and watched us within the last 3 years as we've had church. Isn't that awesome? Praise God for it. Amen. If we expect the church to confront the evils of our day, we've got to be prepared to move away from our self-confidence and our self-reliance. And we're going to go deeper in that. That's why I wanted to call it, He is strong. At my strongest, can you imagine how weak I still am beside God? At your absolute most spiritual. How many of you have ever been to those spiritual places that you felt like, man, if I could just go back and enjoy that one more time? I mean, I've been there. Even at those times, isn't there a scripture somewhere that says, my righteousness is as filthy rags? That's not an excuse and a reason not to be righteous, but that's a reason to be humble, even with my righteousness before His righteousness. Amen. And so we've got to get away from our self-confidence and our self-reliance. Amen. To the point. Now, the church has a desperate need to know His principles, and we have a desperate need to know His character. Amen. It is still yet better to know Him, even though we've been in this, some of us, for a long time. Some of us have served God for a long time. Amen. Now, I'm going to be absolutely honest with you, candid, and I'm going to say it as nicely as I can, knowing that any given service, we can have an audience of 2,000 or 3,000 people. But I just want to say, I am not enjoying how that apostolics feel. Now, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about in general. Because I travel just a little bit, see things, comprehend things. It was a breath of fresh air to be in a great church this past week where people were holy. People were righteous. They lived for God, served the Lord. They ran the aisles. They leaped for joy. They played good music. Women looked like godly women. Men looked like godly men. But it's not everywhere you go. And there are people, and it's mostly in our younger generation that didn't have to pay the price that others paid to make it what it is, to watch them compromise righteousness things, holiness things, doctrinal things, issues that have mattered since Jesus Christ was crucified. and watched him slightly change these, and watched the changes continue to advance slowly but surely. Amen. That's people that need to read the book of Proverbs, where it says, trust in the Lord. I think it's Proverbs 3. I didn't write it down. But Proverbs 3, I think it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Amen. Praise God. And so it is. Sometimes blessings get to flowing and then we feel like we've got to the knowing. Amen. We need to let God be strong. Amen. In the book of Acts, look at the book of Acts chapter 17 and verse number 28. Praise God. Why don't you read it out loud with me? Can you see it real clear there? Read it out loud with me. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For in him we live. Amen. And so it says in him. Paul is establishing the fact that there is no way one can view God and hope to know him apart from being in him. Do you comprehend that? Amen. And we can be around him. We can be all for him. And we can even love him. But we have got to get in him. Now, I love it when people say, I've got the Holy Ghost. But it's not really a relationship until the Holy Ghost has got you. Amen. Praise God. I received the Holy Ghost. But now it's time for the Holy Ghost to receive you. That's why people can receive the Holy Ghost here at our altars and you never see them again. They did receive the Holy Ghost, but they didn't let the Holy Ghost receive them. After reception, someone has got to simply say, Lord, where do we go from here? Because wherever you go, that's where I want to go. And whatever you do, that's what I want to do. And whatever you say, I want that to be law to my heart, to my spirit, and to my mind. Praise God. And so that's what Paul was. No matter how smart or intellectual we are, our intellect is not truth. And by intellect alone, we will fall short of what God desires to reveal by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes what the Holy Ghost desires doesn't match up with intellect. But we need to go with the Holy Ghost anyhow. Praise God. This church is not here to make sense. It's here to make a difference. And when you're making a difference like the world has never seen to the world, it don't make sense. But that doesn't matter. Amen. We're here to honor the Lord and obey God. All right. Paul put it to the Athenians. He put them on notice that one cannot chisel God from gold, silver, or stone, or from one's imagination. Praise the Lord. You can make an image. You can dangle a cross, have gold everywhere, tattoo a face of Jesus on your muscle, and it don't mean a thing. Amen. That's it. That's human thinking. That's human intellect. Praise God. But we need to let God be strong. He is strong. A picture of him is not. A cross from Hayes Jewelers is not strong. I'm sorry. Amen. But we have magnified the crucifix too much. We need to magnify the one that was crucified. Praise God. And we need to let him be strong. Again, that is not excuse or rhyme or reason for us to be weak. It's all the more reason why we need to seek his face daily and worship him, praise him every time, every opportunity, and every time we get the privilege. Praise God. He's not silver. He's not stone. And he is certainly not our imagination. Churches have been built on the imagination of men because they did not let God be strong. Praise God. So he called, Paul calls all men unto repentance. Amen. Acts 17, verse number 27. Look at this. That they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him. And then if they do, they're going to find him, though he be not far from every one of us. He's never far away. But you've heard it, so close yet so far away. When we acknowledge the fact that we cannot live, we cannot have our being, we cannot sustain ourselves nor keep ourselves, no matter how brilliant, wise, or how spiritual, or how intellectual, educated, or whatever we are, we still need to let God be the one that is strong. Amen. When we lean on the God that is strong, there's no way we can go wrong. Amen. We've got to lean on him and trust in him and believe in him and depend on him. I want it to go further than just simply saying, Lord, you're so strong. Lord, you're so mighty. You're so wonderful. You're the only true, real God. You are a wonderful God. He knows that. I know that. You know that. Everybody knows that. But we need to learn of his strength. When I am weak, I need to run to him for his strength. When I need his anointing, I've got to run to him for his anointing. In other words, it is a perpetual stay connected with God. Because I'm telling you, if we don't do this, it's so easy to become hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we can do all of that within the same day. That is not the will of God. And it won't be the will of God. It won't be what happens between you and God if we let him be, everybody shout, strong. He is strong. Praise God. And so in constant contact and believing that and trusting God for that, we should seek the Lord. Amen. To know God, even just a little. Even if we just know God, to understand him just a little bit, you've still got to be connected to him. Amen. You know how it is. Many of you carpenters, painters, and plumbers, and whatever, you don't pick up a book and read how to build a house and then go out and build a $400,000 house for somebody on the lake in a private development. They're not going to hire you. Just because you went to college for it for 8 years and you've got the books, but you've never driven a nail in the wood, amen. Listen, you can read about it, and there's 66 books that we can read, and we've got to memorize it. And there's many things we should memorize, and we've got to understand it. There's many things we've got to understand and comprehend. But what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that we've got to let God be God. And if we will follow him closely. I love how David said in the Word of God, you know, there's times David strayed from God. You know that. I know that. It's no secret that great men of God had times of weakness. Amen. Please understand that I am not giving anyone vouchers to be weak and anemic and David was, so why can't I? You know, that's not the way this works. God's smarter than that. But do understand this. When David finally realized that his God was strong, that's when he began to depend on his God like he should have to begin with, and he died a man after God's own heart. He penned this in the scripture where he said, that the bones that thou hast broken may rejoice. Do you know what that means? That came from the lips of a shepherd. When a little sheep would wander too far and get away close to where the wolves could get it without the help of the shepherd, then the shepherd would bring that little lamb in and literally take his foreleg over his knee and snap the bone. and then wrap that up. And for 6 or 8 weeks, he would have to carry that lamb. If it ate, the shepherd had to put it in a place where it could eat. If it drank anything, the shepherd had to put it in a place where it could drink. And then by the time those few weeks were over with, he would unwrap a leg that was healed. And the lamb had gotten so accustomed to following so close to his shepherd until he would never leave his side. It was the same lamb that was wandering too far from the fold. It took hardship, but he finally learned how to let his shepherd be strong. In other words, when you let God be strong, you say things like, God, I don't understand it, but thy will be done. Lord, preachers preaching about being more attentive at church. That's what I need to do. Lord, this is what I feel. This is what you're saying to me in the Word of God this year. This is what I'm... All of that is God assuring you that if you'll come up close to me, and let me lead you where you're supposed to eat, take you where you're supposed to drink, give you what you're supposed to have, come up close to me, you will find out that I am strong. Amen. And so, look at Isaiah. Did we do Romans? We didn't go to Romans. Romans chapter 11, verse 33. Oh, the depth, the deepness of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of him, her, them. No, it said of God, how unsearchable. You can't do enough research. Are his judgments and his ways past finding out? You cannot find out all of his ways. Amen. That we're going to continue to search and we're going to continue to look, but we're going to get close to him because he's the one that knows everything. I don't know everything. I'm not smart enough for that. Praise God. I appreciate the patience of great people of God. Amen. As we have patience with one another and go places we have never been before, that doesn't stop us from going there because God knows what to do when we get there and he knows how to get us there. And so we come up close to him because he is strong. We're not limited. There's no limitations. There's no law. The Bible says against such there is no law. I'm telling you, trusting in God and understanding that he is strong is truth and righteousness. Sometimes we have to look at this. Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. My thoughts, they're not your thoughts. Your ways are not my ways, saith the Lord. He said it himself. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Praise God. It's okay to think. We need to run it by God. We need to understand it needs to match with the Word of God and with the Spirit of God because he's strong. Sometimes we have to look inside and observe within ourselves. At times there's a loss. At times there's this big loss of dependency on God. Amen. It's not a hard-nosed kind of rebellion when we lose a dependency on God. It's not like, you know, like someone say, bless God, I don't care what the Bible says, I'm going to drink anyway, I'm going to drug anyway, I'm going to do this anyway, I'm not, forget the holiness business and all this, and just defiance against God. It's not hardcore and hard-nosed kind of rebellion. We don't do it on purpose. It's more an indifference or forgetfulness that comes upon us. I suppose it comes by the day-to-day business of life or many routines that we go through. A self-confident sort of thing can take hold, thinking that we've seen it all before and that my personal spirituality will guide me through all of this. Sometimes we feel like we've gained enough knowledge and we're so wise that we go to the extreme of feeling, why bother God? I've got this. Somebody say, whoa. And that's exactly what you need to do, because it doesn't matter how small or how large the situation is. Never say, I got this. Because God is the only one that's got this. And whatever the situation is, we need to run it by Him. Because chances are we're going to wind up reacting wrong, acting wrong, talking wrong, walking wrong. And the situation could boil. And everything but the will of God can come out of it. But if we could just step back and simply run it by God and say, Lord. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the reason why is because He is strong. Amen. Hallelujah. The battle against the evil of our day has come. And it's more serious than it has ever been before. The devil has waited till the end to unload great big guns. Because once he wastes his ammunition, there is no more. And many of us old timers can talk about how the worst thing you could do in school before was spitballs. But there's a lot worse than that going on now, am I right? And it all leads to the fact that we're going toward end time and the devil beginning to unpack the big guns. Saved his best for last because he can't go back and replenish. Amen. But there is an arsenal that awaits the child of God that will call on his God, worship his God, have confidence in his God, because he is an on-time God. There's a lot of things the church cannot afford, but to put it bluntly, we cannot afford to ignore the wickedness and evil that confronts our society every day. Amen. We can't ignore this. We can't put our head in the sand about this. We can't decide, well, it's good enough for me to go to church and worship God. It's good enough for me to give my 10%. It's good enough for me to, you know, that's self-reasoning. That's not saying God is strong. Because God, if God can do anything, then he can change you to be a different person with a different mindset toward the evil of this world. Praise God. Little things. We think we got it all under control and everything's going to be fine. I got to share with them that ticket thing. Amen. It won't take me long. But I was flying back from Illinois yesterday. And left St. Louis. Flew to Philadelphia for a layover. And right at the end of that layover, getting ready to fly to Greensboro yesterday evening to be home, all of a sudden the lady went on the speaker and she said, if there's anyone here that would like to take a $600 voucher, we will put you in a motel for tonight. We will give you food accommodations, free food for tonight. And for $600, we'll do this for you. And we will pick you back up, bring you back to the airport. Your tickets will be ready, and you can leave in the morning. And I thought, well, you know, I could be back for church and have $600 toward a voucher. I can fly anywhere I need to that year. That would go good toward general conference or something like that, you know. And I thought, if she bumps that thing up to about $800, I'm going for it. 5 minutes later, if there's anybody out there that would take $800 voucher, I walked up and I said, I'll take it. So I went through the whole spill. They hauled me, and when they give you these vouchers, they say nice motel, and I wound up in the ghettos, you know. And so I went straight to my room, drank coffee, and went to bed. Hallelujah. But I got my $800 voucher. That next morning, I didn't have luggage or anything to put it in, didn't have a case to put it in, and so I went through the bookstore and I saw this awesome, awesome National Geographic magazine, and it was 50 articles in there about Bible stories, and they dug out the history and where it all, and I thought, man, I'm going to get these things and the church is going to think I'm smart, boy. And I grabbed that, National Geographic, and I thought, okay, this is the best place to put the voucher. I put the voucher, you know where I'm going. I got this under control. I put my $800 voucher in there. We flew off. We landed in Greensboro. I grabbed my iPad, got off the plane, came home. I told my wife, I picked up this nice National Geographic magazine. It's got these articles, and they dug out the history and the... I left it on the plane with $800. And it's gone. And you don't even feel sorry for me. It's like, okay, eight people, you need $100. They gave it. And man, I drove all the way back to the airport to check with the desk, to check with baggage claim. And they said, sir, I'm telling you, when they find magazines, they throw them away. And it's a non-refundable thing. And so I did all that. Lived in the ghetto. And all of that to get an $800 voucher. And I don't have it. It flew away with TWA. Well, really with America, but TWA rhymed. And so it's gone. I thought I had all that under control. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? You know, this investment or bought this thing and with no regard to God and didn't, you know, I mean, And so even when we do our very best, we still make a blunder of it. We still make huge mistakes. So the best thing we can do is let God be strong. We can make mistakes with tickets, and that's fine. We can make mistakes and get tickets, and that's fine. We live through it. But the bottom line is, in this living for God, in this reaching the world, in this serving God, this church thing, this worship thing, this pray thing, this Bible thing, and this giving it, living it, loving it, tithing, giving God what belongs to God, and prayer meetings all night, Saturday night during January. These are things where God is strong. And so we've got to come up to these things and just let God be strong. And then get caught up in the mix of all of that. And be a part of all that. And we'll be okay. You believe me? Amen. Praise God. Take note of the recent story of the selling of fetal body parts by Planned Parenthood. Can you believe that? That's in our America. Or the incidents of Islamic terrorists killing worldwide. It's absolutely staggering. It was May 18, 1980, with Mount St. Helens only hours away from the great volcanic explosion. How many of you remember that? People continued to approach the mountain. They came with cameras. They came with campers, beer coolers, picnic supplies, ignoring warnings of the police and park rangers to leave the mountain. 57 known people died. 11 million animals died. 4 billion feet of timber was completely destroyed. The mountain erupted for 9 straight hours. The author, Lawrence Gonzalez, noted in his book titled Everyday Survival that the people who lost their lives were not stupid. They simply didn't understand how powerful the volcano was. Amen. I may not be stupid, and I don't think I am. And I certainly know you're not. But even at that, we still need to let God be strong. Because we don't know what the end result will be if we don't have confidence in our God. Without God, we are as the world, big as Goliath, but not God-fearing as David. We got to acknowledge that we do not know the way if we don't know Him. Hopefully, we do at least understand that just religion is not the answer. Organizational structure is not the answer. Only true belief and right belief and the anointing of the Holy Ghost can sustain and move this church forward and provide power for the people that they might overcome the spiritual death that accompanies worldliness, evil, disobedience, and self-righteousness. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are not stupid, but we may overestimate our personal abilities sometime and not rely upon our God that is in us. Let us go forth and let Him be strong. Let's stand together, shall we? Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to get a little music going before the snow gets going. But I just want us to if we would, just stand in place. And let's just ask the Lord to help us have eyes to see Him, a heart that beats for Him, feet that are swift to run toward Him, and hands that are quick to reach out to Him. Let's lose that stone face. Let's lose that lazy, lackadaisical, don't want to do it. Let's get out and let's go for it. And let's believe God for the stirring of His Spirit to shake us and make us exactly what He wants us to be. But that will not happen until we fully comprehend that He alone is strong. Praise God. Could we lift our hands and call on the name of Jesus together? Master, we look unto You from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from You. Our strength, our anointing, everything we desire and want to be, everything we hunger to be, everything we thirst to be, it all comes from You. God, You're stronger than this. You're stronger. Lord, this church needs to be filled. You're strong enough. Lord, this church should be paid off. You're strong enough. Lord, we believe You, God, for family members to walk with You. You're strong enough for that. We're coming up to You, Lord, where all things are possible, where all things can be. I want it all to be about You, Lord. I want it all to be about You. I want to be close. I want to relate to You, comprehend You, and love You, lift You and praise You until You're all I know and You're all I want. Somebody say, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Folks, thank you for coming for the Word of God. That's Tuesday night. God bless you. Drive safe. Have fun with your family. But again, be very careful.